Transcribed.
From Hollywood, we present the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Brought to you by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor, and Chiclet, the candy-coated gum with a flavor that won't chew out. By Chesterfield, sound off for Chesterfield. Get something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And by Anison, for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremonies.
Hi, folks, this is Dean Martin. Well, it's time for another song and fun fest around the old NBC mic, and we're certainly glad you were able to join us. Jerry should be along at any minute now. On the way to the studio, he was supposed to stop in and see his doctor. We all got a little worried about Jerry this afternoon. You see, his temperature went up to 64. Well, anyway, until Mighty Mouse gets here, I'd like to get things underway with a touch of whispering. Stavolini, let's go.
Whispering while you cuddle near me. Whispering so no one can hear me. Each little whisper seems to cheer me. I know it's true, there's no one dear but you. You're whispering why you'll never leave me. Whispering why you'll never grieve me. Whisper and say that you'll believe me. Whispering that I love you. Whispering why you'll never leave me. Whispering why you'll never grieve me. Whisper and say that you'll believe me. Whispering that I love you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And now I'd like to...
Whispering while your arm is dangling.
Hey,
what's with the hey, hey? You want me to talk to me like a humane being?
Must you always walk out here like that?
Like what? Like what? What's wrong the way I walked out? What do you want I should do, roll over?
No, I mean you're always so boisterous.
Sure, I'm boisterous. What do you want I should be, girlstress? It's a play on words. He says boisterous, which means noisy, and I said girlstress. It's not really a word, but boy and girl, I put the word... Oh, I wish I was dead.
Oh, come on now, Jerry.
Now, the trouble is you don't want I should work at all. You don't want me out here at all.
But don't be silly, Jerry. Of course I want you to work.
Oh, no, you don't.
But I do want you to work. What makes you think I don't?
You just don't want it, because at the end of the week, when you get the money and I say, give me, you say to me, what did you do?
Jerry, listen to me. In the first place, the money comes to both of us. And in the second place, why must you talk like an idiot?
If I don't talk like an idiot in the second place, there won't be any money in the first place.
Jerry.
Oh, Dean. I've hurt you. I wounded your pride with my cruel words.
What's happened to you, Germ? You were so kind and sweet. Remember how nice and good-natured you used to be?
Of course. Wasn't I a dog?
And now look at you. One minute you're nice, and the next minute you go wild. Honestly, you're ex-consistent.
Yeah, I know, but... Ex-consistent? Ex-consistent? For a minute, I thought he was wrong.
Look, Jerry, how about the program? We don't have a first guest.
Oh, well, that's not so serial. Why don't you and I do...
Not so what?
Let's sing faster. I'm in 1A. It is, really, because... Well, why don't you and I do one of those dramatic scenes we do so well?
A dramatic scene?
Sure, one of those real tear-jerkers.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, Jerry and I give you our impression of a very tender scene. A man and a woman have a fight, and they are now trying to reconcile.
I can't go any place.
Got no money.
I can't show my face.
You got pimples.
People stop and stare. Why, it's so hard to bear.
I know, Teddy.
Teddy?
It's so hard to bear, Teddy. Teddy.
Well, everybody knows that you left me.
Because you were mean to me. You picked on me. You abused me. You pushed me around. Just how much of that nonsense do you think I could stand for?
Why is it talk of the town?
Your mother, she can't keep her mouth shut.
Time we meet, my heart gets to beat. We don't stop to speak, though it's been a week.
6 days, don't lie.
Why, everybody knows you left me. It's the talk of the town.
It's your mother, do you hear me? She talks. By last Sunday, everyone in the neighborhood knew we had an argument. She has to tell every one of our affairs, opens there, no mercy.
Invitations to friends and our relations, announcing our wedding day.
And how well I remember me and my gray sequin gown. I love that dress more than anything in the world. When I walked down that aisle and Mildred called her ragged, broke my heart.
Friends and our relations, what I gave. Congratulations.
No present.
Now, how can I face him? My, what am I going to say?
You mean about the puppy?
Jerry!
Come on. Let's make up, sweetheart. We can't stay apart.
You like me.
Don't let foolish pride keep you all from my side.
Coax me. Send me Halivar.
How can love like ours be ended? Well, it's the tower of the
time. Well, now that that's out of our system, let's lend an ear to Jimmy Wallington.
Thank you, Dean. And now here's something of interest to everybody.
Chicklet. Chicklet.
Taste the difference when you chew. Flavor on the outside, inside, too.
Chicklet. Chicklet.
Time the difference by the clock. Flavor lingers, tick, tick, tock.
Chicklet. Chicklet.
Count the difference. Count 'em, cousin. Every box, an even dozen.
Chicklet. Chicklet. Chicklet.
Get the big nickel's worth. You can taste the difference, time the difference, count the difference. And whether you chew gum to keep your mouth fresh and clean, or just for the plain fun of chewing it, you'll be better off on every count with Chiclets. They're flavored on the outside, flavored on the inside. With Chiclets, you don't chew the flavor out, you chew the flavor in. That's why the goodness lingers on and on.
They're candy-coated.
Flavor-coated.
Pleasure-coated.
And more fun for your money. So get the big nickel's worth.
Chiclet. Chiclet. Chiclet.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry and I are making a practice both on television and radio to introduce just as many new faces and personalities as we can possibly introduce. So tonight, we would like you to meet and hear a young lady that we had the pleasure of meeting a few evenings ago. She sings a wonderful song. We believe her future in this business is assured. Here she is now, the lovely Miss Bonnie Bishop.
Well, thanks a lot, Dean. I'm certainly happy to join up with you.
Well, it's nice having you around, Bonnie. Say, they tell me you've been singing for quite a while.
That's right. I started singing as a little girl in the shower.
Oh, I see. You're one of those soft soap sopranos.
I guess you might put it that way.
Well, if you can get along without your shower cap, we should do very nicely together. Let's have the downbeat, Richard.
I walked in with a smile. I walked out with a tear. While you danced,
at the place where we two had our first rendezvous, and we danced,
I came uninvited, and thrilled and delighted with someone new.
I walked in with a smile. I walked out with a tear.
And you dance, dance, dance.
I came uninvited, and I saw you.
Smile, I walked out with a tear, and you danced, danced, danced.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, now comes the time for Jerry and the boys to join me as we all sound off for Chesterfield.
Sound off for Chesterfield!
1,500 tobacco men have shown you before, and they'll show you again why Chesterfields are really best by mile and a test.
They smell mild.
Chesterfield.
They smoke mild.
Chesterfield.
Milder, 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 milder Chesterfield.
That's right.
A careful test, precise and exact. Scientists prove this important fact that Chesterfield in every case left no unpleasant aftertaste.
Mildness plus.
No aftertaste.
Mildness plus.
No aftertaste.
No unpleasant aftertaste in Chesterfield.
That's right.
Now, if you're still a doubting Thomas, here's the thing that I can promise. Chesterfield will give you more, so when you're in the tobacco store.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfield.
Do it!
Today!
What Jerry and I are trying to tell you, folks, is that Chesterfield Mildness Plus, no unpleasant aftertaste, is exactly what you want in a cigarette.
So try a pack of Chesterfields. Do it! Today!
It's my pleasure to introduce a lot of nice people on this show, but no introduction has given me a bigger kick than the one I'm about to make now. Here's a man that Jerry and I have admired, respected for a long time. A wonderful guy, one of the country's most beloved comedians. Ladies and gentlemen, Danny Thomas.
Thank you. Hi, Dean. Thanks for the kind word, but what's all this, one of the country's most beloved comedians?
But you are beloved, aren't you?
Look, 90% of the time I'm on the road. I live in hotels, I work in saloons, I make faces into a television camera. I hold a dozen two-line conversations daily with bellboys and busboys, technicians and drunks. Twice a year I come home. My wife pecks me on the cheek. My kids say, "Who's he?" You call this beloved?
You comedians all talk alike, you know that?
Now
you take my partner, Jerry.
No, you take your partner.
Don't you like
Jerry?
I was just kidding. I have a lot of respect for the lad.
That's good, because here comes the animal now.
Hey, Dean, is it time for me to come out and be adorable?
Who is that chap? He looks familiar.
Jerry, I want you to meet Danny Thomas. He's a great admirer of yours.
Dean, you know the admirers are supposed to gather at the stage door.
Jerry, this is Danny Thomas, the comedian.
Oh, goody. Do you think he'll abuse me?
You were going to say abuse me, weren't you?
My subconscious mind was working. I don't like how well you two are working together.
Listen, Dean. I didn't come here to be a punching bag for this monkey on a stick. I'll have none of that, sir.
You say he was a comedian. You invited another comedian on our show. I just realized. Well, if that's the way you want it, I'm through. THRU.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't get excited, Jerry. What's the matter with you?
You stay out of this, you team wrecker.
Jerry, Louise, he's not splitting us up. He's just a guest. Look, if it'll make you feel better, I don't even like him, okay?
Oh, yes, you do. Don't lie. I can tell you like him.
How can you tell?
If he doesn't like you, how come he's letting you wear his old nose?
Wait a minute, Jerry, wait a minute. You shouldn't be jealous, really. I mean, you and I represent two different types of comedy. My comedy is that of a storyteller, weaving his tales of fancy over the hushed multitudes, holding them spellbound until the final word is spoken, catching their emotions in the palm of his hand.
You don't get laughs?
Of course I do, but we're worlds apart, Jerry. I like you, though. In fact, my whole family likes you.
They do?
Sure. You take, for example, my daughter, Teresa.
Oh, you take her.
My daughter, Teresa, always was one of my greatest fans, Jerry. When she saw me on television, like, she used to sit up and repeat over and over, "Daddy is funny. Daddy is funny." Then she saw you on television, became your most rabid fan. Now when she sees me, the words kind of come out different. She says, "Daddy is funny."
Gee, tell Teresa that I appreciate her loyalty.
You tell her. I haven't talked to her for 3 months.
Tell me, Danny, when you come back to radio, what kind of show would you like to do?
Well, I'll tell you, Dean, I go for the easy ones. You know, the quiz shows.
See, Dean, what I tell you, that's the kind of show we should have done, like Groucho Marx.
Well, no reason why we can't all do one now. Music, Rick.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and Danny Thomas are proud to present their version of that popular quiz program, You Bet Your Life, entitled... No, You Bet Your Life. And here he is, your master of ceremonies...
Well, that's me, Groucho Martin. Well, our giant jackpot is up to $9,000 in round figures. Smooth them out and it comes to about 14 cents. George Feminin, who's our first couple?
Well, before we went on the air, the studio audience selected a sailor and a waitress as our first contestants. They're waiting off stage.
I got news for you, Feminin. I just peeked out there, and I think you better call our second couple.
Well, Groucho, for our second couple, the studio audience selected a peanut vendor and a parking lot attendant. Gentlemen, meet Groucho Martin.
Welcome to... No, You Bet Your Life. And if either of you say the secret word, you will divide $1.35. It's something that hangs around the house.
I know. It's my father.
Well, you must be the parking lot attendant.
How can you tell?
You look like you've been run over. And you, sir, you must be the peanut vendor.
That's right. I'm the Salvatore Pacciacalupi Paolo Garibaldi di Napoli, Junior the Two.
Good gosh, I've been teamed up with a Swede.
Hey, Mr. Groucho, who is this fellow? You look like a long string of spaghetti with a meatball on the top. Right.
I'll find out right now. Tell me, son, what's your name?
My name is Marvin M. Mintz.
Marvin and Mint. What's your middle name?
Marvin.
You mean your name is Marvin and Marvin Mint?
Oh, no. No. No, it's Marvin. Marvin Mint. The accent on the first Marvin.
But how come two Marvins?
Well, when I was small, I was a very difficult child. And when my mother used to call me, I wouldn't listen. And she'd have to say, Marvin, Marvin. So I'm Marvin, Marvin.
What would you rather be called, Marvin or Marvin?
My friends call me Sidney.
Mr. Bacigalup, tell me something about yourself. Are you married?
Oh, my shows. I've been married to one woman for 32 years.
Oh, you have any children?
We got a 31 of them being.
Are they all well?
Oh, they all in the pinky condition. But Mr. Bacigalup, she don't feel so good. Yeah, you know, you never know where those measles are going to strike you next.
Hey, how about getting on with the quiz? I got to get home before my mother.
Why?
I'm wearing her sneakers.
Well, if you win the $9,000, you can buy a pair of shoes.
You mean we're going to get a chance at the jackpot? Boy, what I could do with $9,000.
All right. You got $20. How much do you want to bet? Now, remember, you're going for $9,000.
I don't know. I ask my partner. Hey, Brushhead. We got a $20. How much you want to bet?
Let's bet a dime.
What's the matter? You crazy? You got a $20 and you're going to bet a dime?
All right. You're right. All right. Make it a nickel.
Hey, how come you're such a cheapskate?
Mother raised me to be a miser.
All right, Mr. Bacigalup. Stand by for the jackpot question. If E is to X, what L is to F, what is the sum total of the third equation? We'll talk it over thoroughly, but remember, we only allow one answer. Remember.
Well, I...
I'm time. Your sorry is up. Mr. Bacigalup, for being with us, and better luck next time.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Grouch, and give my regards to Apple and the Chicklets.
There's no way to run a quiz show.
Well, what do you know about quiz shows?
What do we know about quiz shows?
Walter O'Keefe gave me a brand new toaster.
Double or nothing, paid him off in dough.
Truth or Consequences gave a suitcase.
At Freight the Bank, they told me where to go. It rhymes with swell.
Hewlett Bonnet gave us many prizes.
A stove, an iron, and a dinner gong. But Stop the Music did the best of all for us. They gave us all the finish to the song.
We had no punchline. They gave us all the finish to the song.
Let's all return to the state of sanity for about 1 minute and listen to Jimmy Wallington.
Thank you, Dean. Ladies and gentlemen, no matter what you now take for headache relief, we urge you to try Anacin for the incredibly fast relief these tablets bring the next time you're suffering from a headache. Now, the reason Anacin is so wonderfully fast-acting and effective is this. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anacin tablets from their own dentist or physician, and in this way discovered the incredibly fast relief Anacin brings from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. So the next time a headache strikes, take Anacin for this wonderfully fast relief. Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N, Anacin at any drug counter in handy boxes of 12 and 30. Economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100.
So, Some years ago, before I ever dreamed of singing professionally, I was working in a grocery store in my hometown. Now, you don't really need a band to sing with when you feel the urge, so it was my habit to sing to the tinny accompaniment of the rattling cans I was pyramiding on the shelves. Well, one day I was stacking a few cans of cranberry sauce, humming along a forgotten tune, when I realized that someone was standing quietly near me. She couldn't have been more than 17 and just as pretty as a spring day. I don't know how long she'd been standing there, but it sure was nice to know I had been serenading someone. When she asked me to sing a special song, well, my joy was just about complete. I guess this was the first person to show any real interest in my voice. And I know I'll never forget her. What's more, I'll never forget the song. Wherever you are, Jeannie, this one is for you.
What'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do? What'll I do when I am wandering home? It's kissing you. What'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do?
In the country.
Well, thanks, dear.
How you doing in the city, I don't know, but in the country, you're great.
Well, that's really nice singing, Dean, but I still can't get over that fine Groucho impersonation.
Yeah, that was swell. You know something, Danny? I'll bet you do a great imitation of Chico.
Hey, we ought to make a picture someday, Dean. You do Groucho, I'll do Chico, and who will you do, Jerry? Jerry, who will you do?
Jerry, that's the nicest sound that's come from you in years.
Good night, fellas. Thanks, all.
Good night, Danny.
And so, folks, hope to see you again next week. Until then, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis reminding you that we appear on radio through the courtesy of Hal Wallace Productions, producers of our current release, That's My Boy, and our new picture, Sailor Beware.
Night, folks.
Good night, everybody.
You have just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear, produced and directed by Dick Beck, with music under the direction of Dick Stabile. Brought to you by Dentine, the gum with the breathtaking flavor, and Chiclet, the candy-coated gum with the flavor that won't chew out. By Chesterfield, sound off for Chesterfield. Get something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And by Anison, for fast relief from pain of headache, uritis, and neuralgia.
Duffy's Tavern with Archie on NBC.